This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India and Singapore have exchanged 4 memoranda of understanding for cooperation in the field of health and medicine, education and skill development, digital technologies and India-Singapore semiconductor ecosystem partnership. The two countries also agreed to elevate their ties to a comprehensive strategic partnership, which would give a major boost to India's Act East policy. This was decided after delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Singaporean counterpart, Lawrence Wong, today. During the talks in Singapore, both leaders reviewed the progress of bilateral relations. Taking stock of the robust progress in economic ties, the two sides called for further expanding trade and investment flows between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi highlighted that Singapore, with an investment of about $160 billion in the Indian economy, is a leading economic partner for it. He further noted that rapid and sustained growth in India has opened up immense investment opportunities for Singaporean entities. Both the Prime Ministers also reviewed existing cooperation in the fields of defence and security, maritime domain awareness, education, AI, fintech, new technology domains, science and technology and knowledge partnership. In his remarks, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Singapore is not only a partner country, but also an inspiration for every developing nation. He added that the ministerial roundtable which has been established between the two countries is a path-breaking mechanism. Prime Minister Modi will meet President of Singapore Tharman Shanmugaratnam and several other dignitaries today. He will also hold meetings with CEOs of Singaporean companies. Mr. Modi reached Singapore, the Lion City, yesterday after concluding his successful visit to Brunei. The Election Commission today issued notification for the Haryana Assembly elections. With the issuance of notification, the process of filing of nomination has begun. The last date for filing the nomination is the 12th of this month, while scrutiny of nomination papers will be taken up the next day. The last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 16th of September. The polling for the 90-member Haryana Assembly will be held on the 5th of October, and a counting of votes will take place on the 8th of October. Notification for the third phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir has been issued today. 40 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 1st of October. Last date for filing of nominations is the 12th of September. Scrutiny will take place the next day, while the last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 17th of this month. Today is the last date for filing of nominations for the second phase of assembly polls. 26 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 25th of September. The Assam Cabinet has decided to implement 80% of recommendations given by the Justice Biplab Sharma Committee on Clause 6 of the Assam Accord to protect and safeguard land, language and culture of the indigenous people of the state. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma, briefing media, informed that 57 of the 67 recommendations given by the Justice Biplab Sarma Committee will be implemented by April 15th next year. In Maharashtra, sculptor Jaideep Apte, who built the statue of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj at Rajkot Fort in Malwan that collapsed last month, was arrested from Kalyan yesterday night. Jaideep Apte had been absconding for over a week and a lookout circular had been issued in the case. According to police officials, Apte has been arrested from near his Kalyan residence. The sixth meeting of the India-Saudi Arabia Joint Committee on Defence Cooperation was convened in Riyadh yesterday, marking a significant step in strengthening bilateral defence relations. At the ongoing Paralympics in Paris, Harvinder Singh created history by winning a gold medal in the final of Men's Archery Individual Recurve Open. He becomes the first and the only Indian archer to clinch the yellow medal at the Paralympics or Olympics. On the other hand, in men's club throw F51 final, Dharambir clinched the gold, while Pranav Surma bagged a silver last night. Earlier in the day, Sachin Sarjirao Kilari secured a silver medal in the men's shot put F46 category. Currently, Team India is standing at the 13th spot in the medal tally with 5 gold, 9 silver and 10 bronze. And with that, we end this news bulletin.